The great train robbery of over £3 million continues to baffle the British police.
Good evening.
However, we have here with us in the studio this evening the deputy head of New Scotland Yard, Arthur Gappy.
Good evening.
And I'm going to ask him just a few questions about the train robbery.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sir Arthur.
Good evening.
I'm going to ask you just a few questions about the train robbery, if I may.
Good evening. Well, I'd like to make one thing quite clear at the outset. When you speak of a train robbery, this in fact involved no loss of train. It's merely what I like to call the contents of the train which were pilfered. We haven't lost a train since 1946, I think it was, the year of the great snows. We mislaid a small one. They're very hard to lose, you see, being so bulky. A train is an enormous thing compared, for example, to a small jewel. A tiny pearl, for example, might fall off a lady's neck and disappear into the grass or the gravel or wherever she was standing, the sea even, and disappear underwater. Whereas an enormous train with its huge size is a totally different kettle of fish.
I think you've made that point rather well. Who do you think may have perpetrated this awful crime?
We believe this to be the work of thieves. And I'll tell you why. The whole pattern is extremely reminiscent of past robberies where we have found thieves to be involved. The telltale loss of property, the snatching away of the money substances, it all points to thieves.
So you feel that thieves are responsible?
Good heavens, no. I feel that thieves are totally irresponsible. They're ghastly people who go around snatching your money.
I appreciate that, sir. Arthur.
You may appreciate that, but most people don't. If you like money snatched, you must be rather an odd fish, I think.
Who do you think is behind the criminals?
We are, considerably. Catch up with the riches.
Who do you think is the organising genius behind the crime?
Oh, now, of course, you're asking me who the organising genius behind the crime is.
You're a man of very acute perception, sir.
Well, let me say this. We think it's a Mindermast.
A Mindermast?
Yes, a Mindermast.
What exactly is a Mindermast?
Well, a Mindermast. A Mindermast is the code word we use at Scotland Yard to describe a mastermind. We don't like to use the word mastermind, as that depresses the men to think they're up against that, so we call it a Mindermast. A futile endeavour to deceive ourselves, yes.
I see.
But we are using the wonderful equipment known as Identikit. Are you familiar with that?
I am, yes.
Familiar with the Identikit?
Yes, that's where you piece together the face of the criminal, isn't it?
Not entirely, no. We are only able to piece together the appearance of the face of the criminal. We can't actually piece the face together. I wish we could. I wish we could. Because, of course, once you've captured the criminal face, the other criminal parts are not hard to find. The criminal body is situated directly beneath the criminal face, joined, of course, by the criminal neck. But through the wonderful system of the Identikit, or l'identikit, as the French foppishly call it, through this system, we have pieced together an extremely good likeness of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Just like silvery hair.
So His Grace is your number one suspect.
Well, let me put it this way. His Grace is the man we're currently beating the living daylights out of.
And he's still your number one suspect?
No, I'm happy to say that the Archbishop, God bless him, no longer resembles the picture we built up. Changed, I think, for the better. He thinks for the worse. Difference of opinion.
I believe some of the stolen money has been recovered, isn't it?
Yes, it has.
What's happening to that?
We're spending that as quickly as we can. It's a short life, but a merry one down at the yard. Good night.
Good night, sir.